1991, County of Westchester determined, the Board of Legislators determined what the county regional need is, was then 5,000 units. A commission established by the Board of Legislators worked on between 1991 and 1993 to take that overall county need and to allocate it to the municipalities in accordance with the merit of the city. In 1994, this commission was established, and the board, in its in enabling legislation, directed the commission to base its work in the first instance of the work of the Housing Implementation Commission, which had adopted the allocation plan in 1993. We went through the repeated extensions of the term of the commission, including the special 6-year extension between 1997 and 2003 for the express purpose to enable the commission to develop a new allocation plan based on the 2010 U.S. Census. And the commission considered, in going to municipalities asking them to cooperate in the implementation of the mandate of the Berenson decision and the directive of the Board of Legislators of the County of Westchester, we went to the municipalities, not asking them for being generous and try to cooperate, because it's such a different job to get affordable housing in Westchester County. We went to them to saying, the Court of Appeals mandates that you have in your zoning provision for the housing need of the municipality, and the municipality share the regional needs. So we're not asking for something optional. We were sent around to get people to help if they wanted. We went to them with the mandate, which we felt we were entitled not to demand, because we are very much aware that this problem cannot be solved by mandate. It has to be solved by cooperation. But we went to them with the mandate, and I just wanted to put this on the record.
Thank you. I neglected to call this meeting of the Housing and Planning Committee and note for the purpose of not conducting business, but of actually opening the meeting, the presence of a quorum in the presence of legislators Harkin and Rogowski and myself. And so I hereby do that on the 27th of April, 2010, at it was 9:30. And if I assume that will be satisfactory for the record keeping. Ms. Dodds is always the final arbiter on these matters, but she just nodded her head yes. Thank you very much. George, I think that is about as succinct a description of the history and the role of the HOC as we could have. And I appreciate your saying that very much. It is an era in which we do not, I think, have to be afraid of taking on the charge of housing as a role of the county. The issue is, what is the extent of the role, and to what degree can the Housing Opportunity Commission play in this? And there is, as you all have seen, disagreement on this committee. We have to get something out. We are going to either let this HOC drop, we're going to renew it as it was, or we're going to change it in some form or another. I think the consensus has been that we're going to make some changes. You all have proposed some changes. We have kicked them around. I initially had said, well, I'll take this offline and negotiate it with the members. I decided fairly quickly that was a bad idea. I happen to like to do things that way, because it's less public and less shed blood here, but that it is an appropriate thing to bring everybody together, to hear what the other guys have to say among ourselves, and then to see if we can come to some sort of a consensus. What I did say is that I would cobble together my version of a draft of duties, and I've done that, and you have that before you. Let me tell you why it's taken the form that it does. It is, as you will notice, not very specific. And the reason for that is that we have several members who are frankly freaked out. And I say this without the presence of the press, right? Larry is taking notes, but there are no other members of the press.
You don't care to identify those members, do you?
I don't care to identify those members. Are freaked out about certain aspects of how things have happened in the last 10 or 15 years. And the mere mention of some of those things in a duties charge will set their teeth to clenching. And so I've simply dropped all that. Now that doesn't mean that particularly in the subparagraph on researching and educating, that those aren't in fact there by implication. But if you take that particular strategic approach as the basis on which I constructed this, and we can therefore go forward in talking about this. We now have a majority of a quorum for the purpose of doing business with the arrival of Legislator Judy Myers. I thank you for coming. And you have a copy of my draft, which of course I didn't write draft on. That's what happens when I try to do these things late at night. That we would have a chance at coming to consensus. This is the biggest problem that we have here. I don't think it's the structure. I think the structure will work itself out, and I can't believe that we're not going to accept most, if not all, of the recommendations that you all propose. But it's the duties, the charge of this commission, that is before us. So I'd like to open up a discussion of this among the members, and then those of you who are advisors and members of the commission, feel free to raise your hand, please, and sort of wigwag me if you've got something on the point that the legislator has mentioned. But I'm trying to really work among the four of us to get this going. So with that long and rambling preamble, if anybody has any comments about this, otherwise I'll simply accept a motion to approve this and we'll move forward. Pete.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for your diligence and your hard work and your striving for compromising consensus on this. It's very complete and comprehensive. The one thing that seems to be glaring is by its omission is the phrase affordable housing.
Fair end.
Hmm?
I wrote it down to fair end.
It just seems... we're talking about housing of all kinds, but the reality of the commission is we're talking about affordable housing. Fair and affordable
I'm
housing.
I'm not altogether sure that's true, which is why I didn't put it in that way.
Really?
I believe that this is the Housing Opportunity Commission is in and of itself not just about fair and affordable housing. I believe its charge is, or at least should be, to look at the entire county and its housing choices. Now, choice sort of implies fair and affordable if you want to think of it that way, but I don't necessarily think that we stop. If we can do a deal that would involve, and I'm just making this up, mythical town, Ossining Bridge, or Smallville, yes, Smallville, we'll call it, there may be a role for this commission to either comment upon or include in its research market rate and maybe even supermarket rate projects and developments if they would fit in the overall charge. So I for that reason, I'm not sure personally. I chose not to do it that way. I don't know. Again, this is member driven. This is not me driven. This is member driven.
Yeah,
we need to get this out of here, out onto the floor, and get it passed, which requires 9 votes.
I would suggest that people like the Realty Institute and just market forces have done quite a good job of doing kind of the super market rate type housing. You know, the real issue has been has been fair and affordable, and that's what the real challenge is. I don't think we need to empanel a commission to help us with high-end housing. You know, sometimes we do mixed-use housing to help with the financing, you know, say half and half, half market rate, half affordable. But you know, local planning, local zoning, I think really take into account those kinds of high-end housing needs. I think, you know, what we're talking specifically about and always have been talking about is affordable housing, or as we say now, fair and affordable housing.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, I think, I mean, when you first made your statement about housing generally, it was sort of interesting. It got me to think about that for a second. It seems to me that there is, I mean, I think Pete's right, but I think there is an appropriate role for Westchester County to be concerned about housing and all the issues of planning and, you know, downtown redevelopment and transportation and where mixed use, and you know where we should put our housing, no matter what kind of housing it is, from an overall planning point of view. But we have a planning department, we have, you know, the regional association, and there are and should be, and I think our county planning department and its patterns and all this kind of stuff does that. And so I think it is important, the overall, as you said, overall where housing should be and all that kind of planning. But I think there should be places in the government where we're looking at that. I think to Pete's point, it's the Housing Opportunity Commission. I think this particular commission, sort of as a subset, and it is sort of a subset of the overall planning for the county, I think to Pete's point, should be more focused on the specifics of fair and affordable. But we, as you know, the housing, as your chair of the Housing Committee, I think it's our concern and role to do what you said. How is the county, and through its planning department, looking at all those housing issues? But this is a commission, it's called Housing Opportunity Commission, I think, so probably for purposes of this commission, the focus should be a little more focused on, you know, having said that, so I would agree, I think more Pete, it needs to be the focus. But looking at what you wrote and kind of thinking about this a little bit, it seems to me that maybe a threshold decision that we need to make as a committee as we look at the renewal of this commission is, should we, almost like, you know, zero-based budgeting, given what I believe is the new reality of the stipulation, looking at the last 20 years, if not 50 years, now seeing the stipulation, understanding the real world, should we sort of like zero-based budgeting, take the legislation, so put it aside and say, all right, we have a stipulation, we need to get at least 750, maybe more, working in 31 communities, and we can deal with the other communities as well. If we would be creating a Housing Opportunity Commission today to help implement the stipulation, you know, would we want to do that? Would that be an approach? I mean, I can argue maybe we need like a SWAT team. I don't know how many communities have a housing advisory board. I dare say Harrison doesn't. I don't think Rybrook does. I'm not sure. And I don't know how many. Some communities may, but a bunch may not. And maybe at least one role is, because we do have to implement the stipulation, we do have to make sure things happen or we get fined, that maybe at least one role is some sort of SWAT team concept that the Housing Opportunity Commission is directed by legislation to, and it's not, you know, provide advice, however, assistance, be available, go into communities who may not have an infrastructure set up to deal with this or just don't know how to do it, all the education, all the prompting, and but again, my point is, if we start from scratch, what do we want to do instead of taking the law and kind of, you know, tinkering and trying to fit it into something? Do we want to? And some people might argue, no, we still have 42 municipalities, and you know, we have all this other stuff. But I'm suggesting maybe we do deal with what's in front of us, and say at least for the foreseeable future, this is the priority. If a housing project comes up in Port Chester, you know, it's not listed, you know, we got to deal with that. But we have 31 communities that need assistance, at least, I think, to help them get through the process, because we don't do it. And maybe that's at least one role. There may be others, but at least one role is a SWAT team concept. But maybe just take, you know, take the law and sort of start from scratch.
We're joined by phone with the legislator, John Donahue. John, are you there?
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, thank you. Did you get my email?
Yes, thank you. I got that too right in front of me.
Marty, to your point of zero-based budgeting on this, in effect, what we have before us is the opportunity to do that.
Right, that's
which is why I laid these out. Mm-hmm. Because structure, it seems to me, we already have a reform proposal on the table which takes care of the structure issue. So we've really only got two pieces that we have to deal with. It's not as though we're trying to reinvent county government. That's going to be for brighter minds than ours. But it is to conceivably reinvent this commission. Okay, let's start. I think it's easier, or I'm sorry, I think it's more difficult but more appropriate to begin with the duties. So if, which then takes us back to this, and I take it you and Peter in agreement that the focus should be narrowed to
the reality.
Matters of fair and affordable housing, which is implied by the opportunities. And so that my fuzz up here might be modified. John, do you have an agreement with that?
Yeah, generally.
Okay. All right, then Marty, where would you say we should put this the fair and affordable into this document?
Well, let me, again, I will try to work over yours, but going back, I was struck the very last section of the proposed draft, number 6, I think certainly to me there's one role. Serve as advisory capacity in the preparation of the, for the county, the impediments of implementation. I mean, that, again, jumping to another role, because I'm not sure how much the commission was involved in sort of the first go around for the last several years, what led up to the litigation, everything else. So
not at all.
I think maybe one role, with one duty we may want to give them going forward, we know we are going to be doing analysis of impediments to fair affordable housing. That we want to maybe give them the specific charge, and whether it's advisory capacity or whatever the appropriate action words are to make sure that this commission of citizen experts in the field have a role to work with the county in making sure that our analysis is the best possible analysis. We have we have a consultant from Atlanta, may be very good, but it's an opportunity to say we have a commission, we want them to play a role. So that number 6, whatever the words might be, as a duty, I think that's one.
Right. Marty, let's hear from Norma, who's here, essentially representing the administration on matters having to do with the whole settlement and the process thereof. Is that a fair statement, Norma?
I guess so.
Go ahead, say yes. Why don't you join us up here?
I'll join you for a couple minutes, but I have a meeting upstairs.
All right, can you comment on what Marty had to say there? Because I think it's kind of fundamental that we understand what the landscape is of process. Hi, Bernice.
Hello.
We're joined by Bernice Beckman, legislator. And Alan Nunziata. Thank you, Al.
I think certainly understanding and redefining what the duties are for the commission is important. Recognizing that there is an obligation of the county for the next 7 years as it relates to the 31 communities is certainly important. But I think it's also important not to forget
Norma.
Norma, I think you're going to have to come off the table. Yeah.
Sorry, John.
I don't know. Whose seat are you taking?
Alfreda.
Alfreda. Okay, then we got John's here. Let's pass Alfreda's sign down.
Put Alfreda here.
And put John by the telephone.
Okay, John by the telephone.
Okay, go ahead, Norma. Start over again, please.
Certainly, we all recognize that the county has an obligation for the next 7 years as it relates to the 31 communities. But we've always said that affordable housing encompasses, fair and affordable housing, encompasses more than just the development of new units. It certainly encompasses the preservation of existing units. And there's usually an education process associated with that in the Porchesters of the world, as United Hospital that we've seen with 999 High Street. As buildings start to age and expire, the community sometimes need a re-education as it relates to that, of the importance of that housing, the importance that housing has held for the last 35 and 40 years. That is something that the commission has taken on in the past, and I think it is an appropriate role for them going forward, in addition to all of the, the policy and advising that they can do as it relates to the 31 communities and the 750 units that we have to do.
What did they do in the past with respect to the other communities? You said they've done that something in the past. What have they done?
By they, you mean who, John?
The commission.
The commission.
Okay. Well, George is here as well. I think between the two of them, we can get an answer to that.
Well,
George?
as things evolve, we address all kinds of policies that come in focus. The issue of the elimination of existing affordable housing by virtue of the expiration of the conditions under which it was first built was one such instance in which we participated. We maybe initiated, but I know that we were very active in making sure that the county recognizes that that is a problem that increases the amount of, that increases the deficiency of affordable housing. The instance of the hospital in Portchester was a similar instance. I mean, we don't go looking for things like that, but as they occur, because we don't have any staff. Our staff basically is the planning department, and they are very much aware of these things, and they bring them up. But we do what we can. I know that in Portchester we indirectly are in contact with the governing body, and they are aware of what our stand is on the issue. We read the paper, and every time we see something happening anywhere in the county that affects affordable housing, we have it on our agenda.
John, it might help you and the other board members if we were able to put together a package of letters that George, some examples of the advocacy that George has done in the past, so you get a real sense of the issues that have come up and how the commission has responded to them.
Yeah, we'd like to, it'd be interesting to see that, because it sounds rather ad hoc, like the commission reads something in a newspaper and then follows up. I mean, is there any process for outreach to a community or all the communities and saying, we're here, we're the commission, we're here to, you know, help you with any issues you have in any affordable housing, fair and affordable housing developments that are being considered by your community? Is there an outreach or is it reactive?
Letters were sent when the commission developed an action plan for affordable housing. The copy of the plan with a cover letter from the planning department and I think the county executive were sent out to every community in Westchester County saying it outlined the needs, it outlined ways of meeting the needs, it indicated certain programs that could be developed in order to meet the needs. That was sent to every community in Westchester. The same thing during the allocation plan, every community in Westchester was contacted as to the process, as to input, and each community, when a project is built, to determine whether it would count towards the allocation plan, is contacted to work with them. And we even created a separate column in the plan that said locally defined affordable housing, which may not meet the county definition of affordable housing, but meets the local definition of affordable housing, and therefore we give acknowledgement to those units, although not credit towards the allocation plan. But the communities are contacted, you know, pretty much on a regular basis every couple of years in terms of what's going on.
And what, how has the response been?
Limited.
Depends.
The question is, how do you overcome that?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. Pete?
Getting back to Norma's original point, you know, in the last couple of years since I've been here, this board has made a great effort, for instance, in preserving the Mishalamas that are expiring. So to Marty's point, that goes beyond the housing settlement. One of the best ways for us to have affordable housing is to maintain the stock we have. I think, so to Norma's point, I think that's another vital role beyond the stipulation settlement. I think we need to have somebody forcing us and forcing the ninth floor to keep our eye on that ball.
Bernice.
All right. I don't want to sound, you know, redundant, John. I've been on this housing committee since I'm here for 16 years, okay? Okay, we have a commission. I'm here, this is the fourth or fifth meeting that we're going over this over and over again. I really feel the main thing is working with you, working with the planning department, working with them. Their duties, their job is to communicate and educate mainly. Those are the two things that I see them doing, okay? If that's what you want, that's what they should be doing. They should be also not only hearing from you, but hearing from the upstairs. We should be hearing from the upstairs as to what is in the future, what areas are coming up next, which people want to do the housing, and then that's your start. If you get one or two communities that want to, and then they do it, okay, they could take the pictures of it. They could show the new people. And especially stress, affordable, not low income, because people, you say affordable, and right away, they think it's low income. It's not. It's for policemen, it's for firemen, it's for teachers, it's for people in the community that want to live there, okay? And show them how they live there when you do this. This is what I think the purpose is, and I've been here, like I said, and I've seen them work. They do a good job. You could lead a horse to the water. You can't make them drink it, but you could try. And you could educate them, and you could tell them what to do. I admire what you've done, and we have come a long way, baby, okay, in housing in Westchester, and I'd like to see it continued, and that's what I think their mission should be, period.
Fair enough. If I could draw us back to the document, the duties, one substantial point which Pete and Marty have both raised is the issue, and I think everybody is sort of nodding their heads. This is the amen corner over here. Norma, you've got to leave. I wanted to recognize the presence of Legislator Williams, Alfreda. That's Williams A around here, as we refer to him, having arrived. Where should we put this? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to mark this up word by word or anything, but it at least seemed to me that this was a starting point, and it becomes what we need to have in order to get this job done. And Bernice expressed some frustration, which I frankly share, that we're meeting over and over again. But the truth of the matter is, we're here for consensus, and so let's start out with where we want to put fair and affordable.
I would just say researching the need, the extent of the need, and the methods for dealing with the need for fair and affordable housing choice in Westchester County.
You're talking about your draft, Bill?
Yes.
I think the law should just have bullet points 2 and 3. I really think we don't need to research the need anymore. I think we know the need. I think it's been documented. I think the AI will document it. So I think, you know, and people have said, I agree with what Bernice has said, the main function is educating, and I think advocating to us and the county executive. So I think we should redraft the law, embodying what Bill, what you put in 2 and 3, with one exception. I would take out the reference to legal issues. I don't see this commission as giving addressing legal issues.
John?
And I think that would be dangerous for the commission to address legal issues.
John?
But that's my suggestion.
John, this is Barbara speaking.
John, we have duties of the commission that Bill has drafted that you don't have.
Thank you, Barbara. Now, John, the reason I put in researching the first bullet is that we have the Rutgers study before us, which has driven a lot of thinking. But taking your point that you had expressed at the last meeting, that this tends to unnerve and upset a number of people, that I simply took out any reference to that. But we have a Rutgers study, which was explained to me at the last meeting by George and a number of others, that has relevance to 2015 and the expectation that it is going to be redone at that point. So that's where the research point comes in. I just didn't want to get hyper-specific about it. That's why I did that.
I think it's been superseded by development since 2000.
Oh, absolutely. But again, the question would be, do we want to charge the commission with preparing this, or are we going to preparing is the wrong word, leading the charge for getting the thinking done, which is what that study was about.
Could I just ask, did you mean by educating itself? Doesn't that encompass that?
It could. You could read it that way if you wanted to.
That, to me, at least that's what I thought you were saying here, was that you, the commission would educate itself utilizing the analysis of impediments, the Rutgers study, any updates, the new census data that's going to come in. That's the education part. That
right, so you're
saying
in
agreement with John
John's
that we don't
point.
Need number one, and that number two can stand. I would just say about issues involving fair and affordable housing and housing choice, including but not limited to. And I agree with John about getting rid of legal issues.
All right, does anybody have an issue then with striking the first bullet? Okay, we'll strike the first bullet. And then on the second bullet, Judy, where, Marty, were you? You're in this stew as well.
Can't get out?
Yeah, no, you can't. You signed up for this committee. You're in. Where do you want to put fair and affordable, Judy?
After involving.
On the second line of what's now the first bullet, but was the former second bullet, Westchester, comma, and the general public about issues involving fair and affordable.
Housing and, I would say, housing need.
I agree.
Housing need
instead of choice.
And housing choice.
Well, I'm not sure I understand what housing choice means.
Well, I think that's where the whole gamut of housing options are. Fair and affordable is only one of the whole range of it. It could include low income, it could include luxury, it could include super luxury, it could
include
Congress. But I'm saying it's simply the reference.
Well, I don't think people looking for unaffordable housing really need the help of the Housing Opportunity Commission.
No.
So you would strike and housing choice from that phrase?
I would say involving fair and affordable housing need.
Need. And then striking everything else down to the comma after choice.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, no, I have the problem. I'm trying to make sure we keep the focus on municipalities. So the action word in that second bullet is educating itself, elected officials at all levels within the county. All right, so municipal officials are in there.
Yep.
And the general, so it's educating about issues involving fair and affordable housing
need.
Huh. Okay. Now that's fine.
Okay, John, are you in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you.
Including but not limited to
legal issues, regulatory, public perception.
John says get rid of legal issues.
You want to drop legal, John?
Yes.
I think that should be legislative issues.
Well, it may not be so much legal issues, but to the extent you have a barrens and you have current law.
That's why I put it in.
So
because it's sort of a backhanded reference to barrens and all the rest.
Municipal officials.
I'm sorry, but with due respect, given the fact that we have a settlement agreement and a court order and potential future litigation, I think the commission should stay away from commenting on the import or effect of Berenson or any other case law on the county's responsibilities or any municipality's responsibilities. I think it's treading on dangerous ground.
Well, Mr. Chairman?
Marty?
With all due respect to my fellow lawyer, I mean, I think Berenson is law.
Right. The interpretation of Berenson is open to question.
Anyone's entitled to opine.
Yeah, right, John. That may be true, but the point is, if we're setting, we really can't tie the commission's hands if they go into municipality and someone says, "Well, we're not changing our zoning, we're not doing this."
With all due respect, I don't want anyone from the commission going into any municipality and giving them legal opinions as to what their legal responsibilities are.
Well, no, not legal responsibility, but let me ask you. So you feel to have a discussion about current law, i.e., Berenson, for example, you feel that you don't. That's not what you want to see the commission doing.
Right.
If the subject came up, John, what would you do?
You can tell the municipality you ought to read these. You ought to be aware of case law that's out there and then consider how it impacts your responsibilities.
Would you just try to blow off the person who raised the issue?
But Bill, I would agree with that. Bill, if I can, I would agree with that. That's why John, if you say I don't think the commission goes in there and tells what Berenson says, but to what you just said, to acknowledge that Berenson exists and that the municipality can have their lawyers read it and make their judgments, but we can't deny that Berenson exists, whether people like it or don't like it, it exists, and municipalities have to be advised that it exists, and then I agree with you, John, then they can make their own interpretations. At that point, I would agree with you. But to say they can't discuss,
On this point, Pete.
Mr. Chair, for what it's worth, I'll just put this out. I realize I'm clearly in the minority here, but I really think we're going in the wrong direction in that we are so narrowing the focus of this commission that we can't even talk about the Rutgers study. We can't even talk about Berenson anymore. I mean, you know, this is kind of the crux of what these folks do. What are we going to have them do?
Right. Well, it's certainly not my inclination to do to limit what they can say. What I'm trying to get is language that gets us past the issue of the duties into reforming the structure and sending it out. But I agree. That's why I put in the legal issues for just that reason. But I certainly agree with John that it is not the intention of the Board of Legislators, at least as I understand it, nor probably the intention of any member of the commission to start handing out legal advice to the town of Smallville.
No.
But you have to recognize the existence of the legal situation and the settlement document itself, which is going to be the subject of whenever they show up anywhere. So how can you not be knowledgeable about that? And John,
I'm actually approaching this like I approached the affordable housing settlement, more like a lawyer advising a client about the risk of having members of a commission that are formally authorized by the county to go out there and speak, perhaps going beyond saying you should look at this case and you should evaluate it and giving opinions to what the case means, and that coming back to haunt the county in any future litigation. So I'm sorry, I'm looking at it. Maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way. I'm not looking at it so much as a county legislator. I'm not looking at it as someone who favors and supports affordable housing. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the lawyer concerned about the litigation risk that the client is getting into.
So if we were to leave this in...
Right, with the ABC is set out there, and I'm concerned about, people going out and saying things that will then be used by the ABC in some future litigation against the county.
All right, members, what on George, on John's point, do you see or have you seen in the past yourselves or others associated with the HOC straying into this? Because I think he's got a point that we do live under the potential for crossing the monitor and the settlement process in general. Go ahead, Al.
You know, the door swings both ways. If you don't mention the applicable case law, you know, somewhere down the road, somebody could sue on the fact that, oh, you know what? You're not following Berenson. You're not following Triglia. You're not following Continental Builders, and we're suing you. And somebody says, well, I thought it was discretionary. I thought it was open to interpretation. So the lawsuit... door swings both ways, John. I'm not an attorney, but I mean, I could see the possibility of that happening. And if you don't, on that second bullet, educating elected and appointed officials at all levels, you are giving them information. They have, as Marty said, they have town attorneys, they have village attorneys.
Then
here's the information. This is what the court said. Look it up.
The municipality should go hire their own lawyers and get their legal advice from their own counsel.
They
mostly all have them.
I would hope they do. I just wanted
to be told about the existence of the case if they have their own counsel.
Well, fair point.
Yeah, what
do we want to do here, guys? We got six members present and John on the phone.
All I can say is that when we go into a municipality and say that the county has determined that its need overall is so many units, and we and the county planning board in cooperation with the commission, I should say the other way around, the commission with the help of the county planning board tried to figure out how that total need might be divided among all the municipalities, and here we are to tell you that your share under this resulting from this process is so many units. And then from that point on, we say, what can you do? We do not tell them, go and zone land for this number of units by February 1st. We tell them, we ask them, what can you do to help? When somebody comes in, when a developer proposes a project, and the project is before the town and village board, whatever it is, if the project proposes affordable units in any proportion, we come to the municipality and say, this project would help the county satisfy its need. We act for the county, not for the municipality. And so in every instance, we use the number that comes out of the overall need developed by the county that we develop with the help of the planning board as a guide. We have never threatened a municipality that if you don't do X number of units, we'll take you to court or whatever. So I just don't understand why there's such concern about what we have done and what we're doing. And in relation to the stipulation, everything that will be done under the stipulation will be in part, will constitute a part of the overall objective of the commission, because all the units under the stipulation will be fair and affordable, and that's what we're trying to do. And if we were to be asked, can you help develop policy regarding compliance to, with the stipulation by the county and the municipality, we'd be happy to sit down with the, with whoever is working on it and give them our opinion. I think that members have opinion in that direction, and we'd be glad to help.
Mrs. Williams.
Perhaps we could solve this by changing the wording a little bit. Instead of saying including but not limited to legal issues, perhaps we could interject including but not limited to general reference information on legal and regulatory issues.
Or I thought also, or we could say including but not limited to case law, comma, regulatory issues, comma, public perception and misperception.
Okay.
I mean, John, talking about the existence of the fact that there are laws regarding affordable housing because there's case law, but not analyzing it for these.
How about saying legal authorities instead of legal issues?
Issues is
the bad word. All right,
okay.
But not limited to legal
Agreed.
Authority. Got it.
Authority or authorities?
Plural.
Thank you. Marty.
I know you. I guess we're focusing on specific issues, but I'd like to come back to maybe large issues. Something I raised before, in terms of the general role, overall role.
Yeah,
seems
I'm sorry.
To be,
well, I want to at least knock off this paragraph.
Okay.
Then we'll pick that up. We've got 45 minutes over needs
okay.
Committee. She's kindly given us the first half hour.
Okay. I'm happy with that.
Okay. Judy, do you have anything?
That was it.
Okay. And then okay, Marty.
Okay.
Right. Have we done?
So bullet number two.
Bullet two, which is now bullet one. Are we okay with that?
You reading it? read it
out loud.
Well, it says, educating itself, elected and appointed officials at all levels within the County of Westchester and the general public about issues involving fair and affordable housing need, comma, including but not limited to legal authorities, regulatory issues, public perception and misperception, and any other issues that are relevant to this duty.
Okay.
Satisfactory?
Well, Mr. Chairman, the one word maybe, with all due respect to the commission, maybe do we need the word itself? I mean, we're putting people on this commission that presumably have some knowledge, and I mean, it's not a terrible thing, I guess, but I don't know if we have to say educate themselves.
Yeah, except you want them to remain updated.
I think it's actually rather important.
But as a legal charge, I mean,
I
don't know, you're telling someone to go educate. Well, I just think that it's a little bit of a...
I wouldn't be insulted.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's insulted. I withdraw my objection if you're not insulted.
Okay.
Can I go back? I guess no one was going. I would be curious, I think for our purposes, to know exactly how many of the 31 or the 42 communities, in fact, have some type of housing advisory board. Because I can envision a role, just like a community calls for the county, you know, seriously, like bomb squad. I mean, there's certain things in terms of county government, local government, our relationships, sharing services.
Yeah, that doesn't help the NIMBY issue.
Equating
to the bomb squad.
I'm if a community has not taken upon itself to create a citizens advisory board to reach out for this information, we could say, well, we have a citizens expertise advisory board, and they stand ready to go in any community, as they do. I mean, that's their charge, but more sort of officially, we have that SWAT team, that advisory board, that if you don't have the wherewithal to put your
we're going to get you flak fests.
Well, we have advisory boards standing by. But it can sound, I mean, George keeps saying, you know, all you do is you're talking to communities. I'm just saying it differently. We have a housing opportunity commission that's available to be called in to work with the communities. And I'm just conceptualizing myself of the role. You could use, you don't have to use the word SWAT team or a bomb squad.
I think those are really not really good.
I agree with Gordon that to extend, there are a number of municipalities that we know have housing opportunity commissions or 501c3s or their
maybe
own
housing
do.
Authorities.
We know they should be the prime target because they're going to be receptive, hopefully. They should be receptive. And at least you get an audience that's willing to listen and educate them into how they can advocate for fair and affordable housing in their communities, because some of the people on those boards may not, you know, have a very good sense of how to move forward and what resources might be available.
Betsy.
I just want to say the planning department really is a big help to those communities, and I've been so impressed with all the things they've developed in over the course of the years that I've been on this commission. The way they've been reaching out.
I mean, is anyone speaking?
Someone's speaking.
Betsy's at the end.
I'm sorry, I'm way down here. But I just think the planning department also has done a big, filled a big role in advising municipalities on what they could do. And so, you know, we.
And I agree. I mean, you know, just to give you my own background, and I was elected to the Board of Trustees in Pleasantville in 1990, and one of my pieces of my platform was affordable housing. And in 1991, we formed a 501c3, and, you know, and didn't have much idea of how to go about developing any affordable housing, but the planning department was very helpful, and we were able to, you know, get some units done because of the assistance of the planning department. So, yeah, they're very helpful.
Well, Mr. Chairman.
But I see this Housing Opportunity Commission as playing a role with that type of organization in a municipality as well.
All right, Mr. Chairman, that's my point. Either the planning department does such a great job, to one of someone's original points, we don't need the commission, but presumably, in addition to the planning department doing its job, it's supplementing that, and again, it's, you know, being available, those communities with local 501c3s, or frankly, communities that not only have nonprofits, don't have a advisory board to the village, to be able to call in one or more members of the whole commission to assist. So that's the whole how you put that in, you know, words, but conceptually, we're talking about creating or understanding duties of this commission. I'm just saying it a different way. But
leads then to the next paragraph.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
Advocating.
Advocating.
Now, I limited the advocating to Board of Legislators, County Executive, and the Planning Board.
Right. That's where I think the municipalities need to be.
Yeah, put in the municipalities. I think that third bullet point is important, too.
All right. So that I would, on the second line there, county executive, comma, strike the and after Westchester County Planning Board, insert comma and the words and municipalities or and local municipalities?
And local municipalities.
I think your municipality is sufficient.
And municipalities.
Okay, let's have a division on the House of the question of local. All in favor of local, say aye. Sorry,
doesn't
Pete,
matter.
But I'm just
doesn't
being
matter.
Pedantic today.
What other municipalities are there other than local municipalities?
If we want to talk about San Jose, California.
You're killing me. All right, and municipalities, four specific and general policies that it feels are appropriate and relevant to the issues of housing choice. Period.
Housing need.
Housing
fair
need.
And affordable housing need.
Thank you.
Do you want to add fair and affordable in there as
yes.
well?
Yes.
Yes.
Issues of fair and affordable.
Housing need.
All right. In agreement on this bullet then of advocating. Okay?
Yes.
I'm taking a vote. Just right. We're building consensus
yeah.
here.
Yeah.
All right, the last bullet. Accepting specific assignments from the Board of Legislators and the County Executive preparing research projects. That gets back to the
that
succession to Rutgers, which is
I would ask the commission members, do they want
it?
Do they want that?
We have I didn't mention, John, but Barbara's reminded me that you don't have eyes and we don't have the telecommunications up yet, but we have six members of the commission here. So,
if we were provided with the funds to do that, sure.
Or an intern.
An intern would be good.
John's good at interns.
John's really good at interns.
All right, but that's why I left that particularly vague there, because today you'd get laughed at. If you asked for money, you'd get laughed at.
Sure.
So, but in 2 years, who's to say? I mean, we've got something that's got legs for the next 7 years, and we've got issues that aren't going to quit in that period of time. So maybe very well, which is why I just wrote it that way. So if that's satisfactory, we leave it that way?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then, we're done today. next week, what I would like to do, I will take the proposal that had been submitted and reduce it as an accepted version, and mail that along with these duties inserted into that document to you all by the end of this week. On next Tuesday, Barbara, do we have an issue with that?
Yeah, I do. We could go through those other points now that we have the duties set. We could go through those other points kind of quickly, and law could make the changes so that we'd have legislation for next meeting.
Well, I personally did not prepare myself for a discussion of the structure. I don't know whether anybody else did. I don't know whether we want to ad hoc this in the next 30 minutes, or do you want to take a look at this in a something that's reduced by the version of what law had prepared back in November. Your guys' choice. Martin.
Mr. Chairman, I apologize. You know, we've done both educating, advocating on issues. I'll raise it again. It seemed to me the last section 6 of the sort of coexisting law, where we're saying serve as an advisory capacity in the preparation of basically the impediments, you know, the analysis of impediments. I mean, do we want to be that specific? Or do you think, because I'm not sure between educating and under advocating, it might pull in, but that very specific charge on number 6, do we want to add that as a duty, or do people think it's too specific or it's already encompassed elsewhere? I kind of like it, but it's because, again, we're living in the real world, where there's analyses of impediments needs
John,
to be done.
John, do you have what Marty's referring to in front of you?
Okay, just read it, please.
So number 7, basically, serve in an advisory capacity in the preparation of any reports by the county which identifies impediments to implementation of fair and affordable housing in conformance with the requirements of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. I mean, it's very specific.
I don't have a problem with that.
Of inserting that whole language in place of accepting of the last bullet?
I don't have a problem with that either. Either as an additional one or in place of.
It's just that as the board of legislators, I mean, we need to ensure that's happening, and the administration's after doing it. I don't know why we can't have the commission be a part of that. Because they,
I agree.
In the past, they haven't quite been enough of a part of that.
Or neither of you guys.
Members, what do you think? Pete? You?
Either way.
Judy?
I think we can say whatever we want, whether it actually is going to happen.
Right.
And so that is, I'm a little unsure of whether you want to put it within legislation. I don't know.
I have no problem.
Afraid it. Either way. Bernice?
I have no problem either. I think it's 6 is good.
All right. Let's then, it sounds to me like we have 4 of us who could go either way.
I'll go.
Marty and John
go.
Like the idea, so we'll put 6 in.
I don't think
he'll
be adhered to.
We'll leave that matter. By appending it to the accepting sentence, we will then add the sentence, serve in an advisory capacity in the preparation of any reports by the county which identifies impediments to implementation of fair and affordable housing, comma, in conformance with the requirements of the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. We'll append that. Agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Then, I guess I'm going to take the power of the chair and say let's close for the day.
Well,
next week.
Did you want to say something to you, John, when you said just a minute? John, did you want to say something?
No. Okay. All I wanted to say was, Betsy DeSoy is the committee council, Bill, and should be happy to help. She's been following this discussion.
Yeah. Well, this ultimately is going to go, of course, to legislation for its final work, because it will, in fact, present to the full board. But we're doing the legwork here. Barbara, do we have an issue with next Tuesday meeting to work on this? Is there anything that we're going to stop on? Yeah.
It's March.
Well, it's May.
It's May. It's May.
I might be here, Mr. Chairman. That's okay.
The planning board is, we work for ourselves here. We're not going to. Yeah, okay, well then we'll get somebody else. Or I'll even try to do it. How's that? I know, don't laugh, Barbara. Right, Marty, you're saying you're not going to be here, but you will have the email from me of the structure, and you can give us your comments. All of you, I will send the solid piece, and then we can pick it apart if we want. But we will not mess around with the duties.
You're going to have some galore department here while you're doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to go through it again.
There's dumb and there's dumber, Bernice. I'm not going to go do that. Okay, any other comments by members of the committee? If not, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Minutes.
Have we read our minutes?
So moved.
Intently, take 30 seconds, talk about yourselves, members, and we'll do this. I think John signed off, so if we can just close the phone.
He probably can't vote anyways.
He can't.
The meeting at his house and his office, he can't vote.
There's no vote. Do
you like being voted this way? Legislative said if every time it's like
that. I saw that.
Watch out, guys. I did say that. Once we accept this goes on the net.
Mr. Chairman,
I remember saying something very profound and sage and wise, and I don't see it anywhere in the minutes.
All right, let's let members review these minutes before we approve them. Accept the motion for adjournment. Moved by Legislator Myers, second by Legislator Williams. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is carried. We adjourn. Thank you very much.
Barbara.
Yes.
Tony, I'll see you at 12:30. Look forward to it.
Yeah. I never